For those of you who are on my Breakthrough Marketing Secrets email list, I want to thank you for being a human lab rat, for being the subject of an email send time experiment. So the last couple of weeks, I've experimented with a completely different send time for my daily emails than I've used for years, and I wanted to talk to you about the results of that experiment. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So a few years ago, when I settled into the daily routine of sending my email at 4 p.m. every day, it was largely for my own convenience. It was easier for me to send it at the end of my workday. And I wanted to set a specific time that I was sending it every day. It was easier for me to set it at the end of my workday at 4 p.m. than to set it at any other time of day, because that way I had like most of the workday to actually make sure that it got done. Oftentimes what ended up happening is I actually did the whole thing in the hour before I had to hit send. But it meant that I didn't have to start off my day doing that. I could start my day doing something else, and I could I could do that and in kind of a sprint leading up to that publishing time towards the end of the day. Well, I'd always wondered whether that was actually the best time of day. You know, it was convenient for me, but could it be that sending my emails at, you know, in the morning, for example, would be a much more effective time? And I think that a lot of marketers have kind of the same thought. You know, they hear things like best practices and when do people check their email and so on. And they say, you know, what is the best time? And I've always responded to that with, well, there's no way for me to tell you the best time to send your email, that you have to figure out what's going to work best for you. And the only way to really figure that out is to test. Now, I will admit that what I've just done is not a completely comprehensive test. It's not the most scientific to figure out the absolute best time of day. It was, if I try something very different, what's the difference in results that I see? And so I, you know, had that curiosity. Is 4 p.m. the best time to send my emails? And so I started to look at places like Facebook. You know, they'll say, you know, when is your audience most active on Facebook? YouTube, when is your audience most active on YouTube, et cetera. And what I consistently found was that in the US Central Time Zone, largely, my audience is most active on these different sites starting around 8 a.m. and going until about 5 p.m. In other words, when we're supposed to be working, we're on YouTube and Facebook. So I thought, you know, in order to get more engagement with my emails and my videos and podcast episodes and all of that, maybe what I need to do is publish at the beginning of that period instead of at the end of that period, especially because the peak usage time tends to be a couple hours in. So that meant that I could send out my emails and have people start, be able to like engage with the content at peak usage time. And then presumably my initial bump in stats might get me a little bit more circulation, etc. So a couple weeks ago, on this assumption, I decided to switch the publishing time to 8 a.m. Now, like I said, it's not like an ideal scientific scenario is I would be able to split test, you know, 8 a.m. versus 10 a.m. versus noon versus maybe 2 p.m. versus 4 p.m. And I would send out the same email to select groups, randomized groups, and I would do this over the course of a few weeks so that there was less variation between topics that was influencing the results. And what would happen is over the course of a few weeks, I would have data about, you know, the average open rate for 8 a.m., the average open rate for 10 a.m., the average open rate for noon, the average open rate, and so on down the line, right? I would have, if I wanted to design this in a much more comprehensive way, I would take that approach and I would say, At the end of however long it took to get statistical significance, I would say, oh, well, based on these conditions tested, maybe 2 p.m. is my best email send time. But I did not do it at that level of complexity or scientific rigor. But what I did do was I said, okay, I'll send for a couple weeks at 8 a.m. and I will see, do my open rates and engagement rates and click rates and video view rates and all that, do they go up? Which is honestly like my hypothesis for this test. My hypothesis was that it was going to go up. The reason that I tested it is I thought I would get more engagement with my emails by sending it at 8 a.m. I figured, you know, people are getting to work, they'll have all day to like find the best time to engage with it, etc. Right? And so I switched the send to 8 a.m. for a while. And honestly, on the first day, I thought I had a big winner because the first video that I sent out was, it had a big spike. It was my most popular email or episode in a while. Now, I did know when I put that out, like the subject line of that was, I'm broke as hell, help. And it was me answering a subscriber question. And I thought, you know, maybe that subject line had some influence, but maybe my hypothesis is right. And then what happened after that was, and the other thing is, there is a novelty to sending out an email earlier in the day when you've done it at 4 p.m. consistently for years. If you send it out earlier, people are going to be like, oh, you know what? Okay, that's interesting. You know, I'm not used to hearing from Roy at this time of day. And so, I better pay attention. And mixing the provocative subject line with it coming at a different time, so it, you know, captured attention in that way, probably played a lot into that first one performing well. But then over the course of a couple weeks, well, really over the course of the next day or two, the open rates dropped. And at first I thought maybe they dropped back to baseline. Maybe this engagement just dropped back to what it was before. But the reality is that it dropped about 10% below baseline. So for every 10 people that were opening my emails previously, it was suddenly 9. And what that told me is that because that pattern remained consistent, that the 8 a.m. send time was actually not working as well as the 4 p.m. send time. And again, like I could have done this with more scientific rigor. I could have actually done a split between the times so the same emails are going out at different times. But that's not how I designed this particular experiment. I designed it 8 a.m. for a few weeks versus 4 p.m. and my baseline of stats at 4 p.m. But basically what I discovered, and by the way, I did get some specific feedback. I got some specific feedback from trusted professional friends who said, listen, at 4 p.m., or actually the person that I'm thinking of, he lives on the West Coast. For him, it's 2 p.m. It's in the afternoon. He says, at 8 a.m. or, you know, whenever, first thing in the morning when I'm checking my emails, what I'm doing is I'm really on like a delete everything kick. I'm just not engaging with things at the same level because I get a whole bunch of emails and I just need to clear out my inbox. Whereas by 2 p.m. or later in the day, you know, later in the afternoon, my email inbox is mostly clear, mostly open. I've dealt with a lot of my emails for the day. I've dealt with a lot of my work for the day and I can engage with it in a different way. He said, still no guarantee I read every email or watch every video, but I'm much more likely to have the space in my day later in the day if it shows up then, and I'm much less likely to have already deleted it or archived it or whatever if it's showing up at 2 p.m. when I have that space available later in the day. And so that's the anecdotal feedback. That's the subjective feedback. The objective feedback is that the video views, I was immediately seeing a drop off in video views in terms of the immediate views that the videos were getting and lower email open rates and click rates and engagement and so on. And so for me, for this email send time experiment, my conclusion is that 4 p.m. works better for me, and 8 a.m. does not work as well for me. And you know, so for those of you who are on my email list, thank you for being a lab rat. Thank you for being the subject to this of this experiment. I apologize if there's been any confusion about, hey, why are Roy's email showing up at a weird time? Maybe you suspected this a little bit if you're an email marketer. And I thought after the fact, you know, you don't want to share necessarily what's going on during a test because it's more likely to influence results if you share what's going on early in the test. But at the end, after the fact, I thought that I would share this with you and reflect on the fact, actually, that even though, number one, I'm speaking to a business audience. So you might assume that, you know, later in the day probably is not as good for a business audience because they're trying to transition to, you know, personal stuff as opposed to work stuff. Number two, all of the when your users are online data actually suggested that publishing it early on in the day was, you know, I would be publishing it at the beginning of the time when people are on and engaged, and it would be perhaps more likely to be engaged with as a result of that. You know, those things not actually supporting what actually happened in the test. Like, those things did not support what happened in the test. So even though those things are true, and those things are honestly still true, when it actually came down to it, when I actually tested and figured out what people are responding to versus what I am going to assume that they'll respond to, what I found was that the people are actually responding to send it a little bit later in the day. Now, I may do another test like this in the future. For now, you know, I've just fallen back into that 4 p.m. This is Tuesday's video as of Monday. They started going out at 4 p.m. again. Everything is getting published at 4 p.m. again. And that's that. So that's what I have for you. My name is Roy Furr. This has been a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, back at 4 p.m. every day instead of 8 a.m. I would love it if you would leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you learning from this? Let me know. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up, get those daily emails. As of right now, that's at 4 p.m. And you'll receive those emails as well as exclusive content for email subscribers. And one thing that I will say is that, for example, with YouTube stats, YouTube specifically said, hey, your audience is online during this time, so you might want to consider that in your publishing schedule. But they also did say that over the long term for a YouTube video, because of how YouTube handles content, it really doesn't matter what time of day you publish, and doing things more consistently is what matters. Now, I've been publishing Breakthrough Marketing Secrets consistently since 2014, pretty much every workday. And I've consistently put out content that, you know, I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value with every piece of content that I put out. And I hope that I've delivered it in this one as well. If you do want to go deeper, I would encourage you to check out my BTMS Insiders training library. There's training for email marketers, for direct marketers. You know, really, if you're into marketing and copywriting, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to all of my training, including the email stuff and more. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Check out the links in the description to everything that I'm talking about. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.